Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Monica Reinagle here with another episode of the Nutrition Diva podcast. Are you a regular coffee drinker? Do you ever worry that caffeine might be bad for your health? Well, there's no need to feel guilty about your little coffee habit. In fact, caffeine has been found to have a lot of positive health benefits, and despite what you may have heard, relatively few drawbacks. People who drink coffee every day have a significantly lower risk of diabetes, Parkinson's, colon cancer, gallstones, and Alzheimer's disease. Now, that may not all be due to the caffeine. Coffee contains a lot of volatile compounds and antioxidants that may have beneficial effects either by themselves or possibly in combination with caffeine. For example, drinking tea doesn't seem to reduce your risk of diabetes, even though tea contains caffeine. On the other hand, people who drink decaffeinated coffee do have a reduced risk, but decaf only seems to work about half as well as caffeinated coffee. Now, it is definitely the caffeine that protects against Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Not only does caffeine stimulate the brain and the central nervous system, but it appears to protect it as well. Caffeine doesn't make you any smarter, but it does make you more alert, and it boosts your ability to concentrate, and that can make you a better test taker or a better driver. The benefits of caffeine start kicking in when you consume a cup of coffee or a couple of cups of black tea every day. The positive effects really start piling up when you drink 3 or 4 cups of coffee a day or the equivalent. And people who drink 7 or 8 cups a day might even get a little bit more benefit in terms of neuroprotection, but also have a higher risk of ill effects, such as jitters, agitation, or sleep disruption. Caffeine can also relieve headaches. In fact, the popular headache medicine Excedrin contains as much caffeine as a big cup of coffee. Headaches, especially tension-type headaches, are often accompanied by an increased blood flow to the brain, and this puts pressure on the nerves and causes pain. Caffeine is a vasoconstrictor, meaning that it constricts blood vessels, and this can relieve headache pain. In fact, adding caffeine to a pain reliever like Tylenol can increase the effectiveness by up to 40%. If you drink coffee, tea, or other caffeinated beverages regularly, stopping suddenly can also bring on a headache. In fact, it's hypothesized that caffeine withdrawal may contribute to post-operative pain because patients typically skip their regular morning cup of joe on the day of a surgery. And one study even found that adding just a bit of caffeine to the IV liquid for patients who are recovering from surgery made them quite a bit more comfortable. And it can also help people shake off the effects of anesthesia more quickly. Caffeine also enhances athletic performance. In fact, up until recently, caffeine was considered a performance-enhancing drug by the International Olympic Committee, and athletes had to keep their intake of caffeinated beverages fairly low to pass their drug screens. Unlike most performance-enhancing drugs, you can safely try this one at home. You could have a cup or two of coffee an hour before your next workout, and you may be able to go a bit faster, a bit stronger, or a bit longer. And this effect may be enhanced if you abstain from coffee for a week or two. Brock Armstrong of the Get Fit Guy podcast recently dedicated an episode to using caffeine to enhance your athletic performance. And you can find that a link in the show notes or look for the Get Fit Guy podcast wherever you listen. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now, many of the negative things that you've heard about caffeine are actually myths. Several of these I've debunked in previous shows. It's a myth, for example, that caffeine weakens your bones, as I explained in my episode on Diet for Healthy Bones. It's also a myth that caffeine consumption is linked to fibrocystic changes or benign lumps in the breast. Trial after trial has found no connection between caffeine or coffee consumption and breast lumps or fibrocystic breast disease. Women who suffer from breast pain and tenderness are often counseled to give up caffeine. And one small study found that 61% of women who cut out or cut down on caffeine did get an improvement in their symptoms. But this study didn't include any control group. And other research has found that breast pain tends to resolve on its own after a few months. So it's impossible to say whether avoiding caffeine was responsible for the reduction of breast pain in this study. And as I explained in the dehydration myth episode, caffeinated beverages are not dehydrating. It's true that caffeine is a diuretic, meaning it makes you pee more, but the fluids in coffee and tea more than replace any extra fluid that you might lose due to the diuretic effect. And not only that, but if you drink coffee regularly, it loses its diuretic effects. Keep in mind, though, that caffeine pills don't contain any fluids, and therefore those could be dehydrating. And finally, you might have heard that caffeine or coffee is bad for your heart. Some studies have found that drinking unfiltered coffee, such as French press or percolated coffee, elevates cholesterol. And it appears to be volatile oils in the coffee rather than caffeine that affect cholesterol, and this only seems to affect men. However, coffee drinkers are no more likely to develop heart disease than non-coffee drinkers. Coffee can also cause a temporary increase in your blood pressure, but this is not thought to be a concern. And although caffeinated coffee can also temporarily increase your heart rate a bit, it does not cause irregular heartbeat. In fact, an as yet unpublished study that was just presented at the 2020 meeting of the Heart Rhythm Society found that coffee consumption is actually associated with a lower risk of arrhythmias. There are some legitimate downsides of caffeine, but they are relatively minor. Some people find that caffeine makes them jittery, anxious, or disrupts their sleep. Now, how many cups of coffee it takes to make your hair stand on end, or how late in the day you can drink a cup of coffee without staring at the ceiling all night, are subject to a high degree of individual variation. People who are very sensitive to stimulants are usually more comfortable avoiding caffeine altogether. For everyone else, moderate consumption of caffeine appears to have a lot of benefits and limited disadvantages. Now, the alert listener will have noted that I have once again invoked the M word, moderation. And so here are your parameters for moderate caffeine consumption. National health advisory committees in the US, Canada, and Europe agree that 400 milligrams of caffeine per day is perfectly safe for most healthy people. That's the amount that you'd get in 2 to 3 cups of brewed coffee. I should point out, though, that some energy drinks have up to 300 milligrams per can. Large amounts of caffeine could negatively affect the growth and development of babies in the womb. And so women who are pregnant, who are planning to become pregnant, or breastfeeding are advised to limit their intake to 200 milligrams per day or less. Under normal circumstances, it takes about 5 hours for half of the caffeine you consume to be cleared from your system. And because caffeine can negatively affect sleep quality, you're well advised to avoid drinking caffeinated beverages within 5 to 8 hours of bedtime. There's really not a lot of data on the safe amount of caffeine for kids or adolescents, and this is especially a concern given the popularity of these high caffeine energy drinks. Some agencies have recommended that kids keep their caffeine intake well under 100 milligrams per day, which would be the amount in 2 cans of caffeinated soda. Other experts feel that even that might be unwise. Coffee is the primary source of caffeine in the American diet. Interestingly, it's also the primary source of antioxidants, and by a large margin. But varying amounts of caffeine are also found in black and green tea, soda, energy drinks, chocolate, as well as some over-the-counter pain relievers and dietary supplements. In the show notes for today's show, which are at quickanddirtytips.com, I've included a terrific infographic that was created by my friends at examine.com that shows you the amount of caffeine in just about every beverage you can imagine. So you can find that on our website. And I've also included links to all of those previous episodes that I mentioned today, as well as citations for some of the research that I discussed today. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Thanks to my editor, Beata Santora, my producer, Nathan Sems, my team at Macmillan Audio, including Emily Miller, Claire Freeman, Michelle Margulis, and Kathy Doyle. And most of all, thanks to you for listening. I'll see you next week.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.